Every year around the time of the new year, of course, people become more reflective, reflecting on the past year, recognizing God's blessings, perhaps the challenges of the last year, but then, of course, also looking ahead. And we see this even with TV specials that have like a review of the year, or even people on social media, even publicly, talking about their past year. But also, again, once again, not only reflecting backwards, but looking ahead. And so often that reflecting backwards and looking ahead kind of gets at the core of who each of us are. But at the core of what it should be is really our purpose or a mission or what truly brings meaning to our lives. On this feast of Mary as the Holy Mother of God, we hear this beautiful gospel where we hear these simple words. Mary kept these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Mary, of course, had given her yes to the consent of the Archangel Gabriel, where she was told that she would conceive and give birth to a son and name him Jesus, and he would be Son of the Most High. And then a little later, she went to visit her cousin Elizabeth. Her cousin Elizabeth confirmed this calling that God had given her and said, "How is it that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" And then just before the shepherds had visited Mary, Jesus, and Joseph, the angels had appeared to them and said, "Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord." So Mary was probably overwhelmed that, yes, God's call was given to her, but all this was becoming fulfilled. And she was beginning to see just the great weight and the beauty of her call and her vocation and what truly her purpose and her mission was. It's probably hard to imagine for us just how humbling it must have been for her to realize that God wanted her consent to come into the world as one of us, to reveal himself to us so that we could truly come to know him and to know the Father. This was her purpose and her mission. Of course, all of us have this same purpose and mission as well, to reveal Christ to the world, to bear him to others. It may look different based on, of course, our vocation, our circumstances, our circle of influence in our lives, but it still remains the same. We are called to bear Christ, to manifest him, to reveal him to the world. And each of us can do so in a way that no one else can because of our unique circumstances, gifts, and talents. Yet we too, like Mary, are called to be reflective. Not only reflective over the past year, but reflective in our lives every day. Taking that time, asking the Holy Spirit to enlighten us, to really see those ways that God has worked in our lives and the lives of those around us. And also to ask the Lord to guide us so that we can truly be his presence and bear him and carry him to others. It takes that constant relationship with him, that constant surrender of our lives, inviting him and receiving him into our lives so we can truly reveal him to the world. St. Teresa of Calcutta said, "It is Christmas every time we let God love others through us." It is Christmas every time we let God love others through us, reminding us of that great call that we have to reveal him to others, receiving him, but then also letting God love others through our very lives and example. So today we relying on the prayers of our Blessed Mother, the Mother of God, but also our Mother, who always draws us closer to her Son. We pray for her intercession that we too would say yes to the Lord each day so that we would truly reveal him in our lives and to the world.